That's the obligatory crowd noise set up for a demo report. Banks got bailed out, we got sold out. A crowd of what appeared to be several hundred chanted as it marched west on Wall Street towards Trinity Church and then to the nearby Zuccotti Park, which serves as an unofficial headquarters. As I walked down Broadway, I stopped to chat with some of the many tourists, and I must say the onlookers, tourists, passersby, and office workers were curious and even sympathetic and not at all hostile.
Where are you from?
From London.
And what do you make of this?
It's the same where we are, to be honest. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not really...
Nobody's breaking the shop windows and stealing TVs.
Yeah, well, true. But as the police officer just said, they should be in Washington, I think. They're in the wrong place, because I don't think the guys in Liberty Plaza really give a toss.
At the entrance to Zuccotti Park, I saw a group of older women whose T-shirts identified them as grannies.
There aren't many people over 30 here. What brings you up?
Am I over 30? How dare you assume that?
What do you make of this?
I think it's wonderful. I think it's absolutely wonderful that young people are mobilized and are organizing themselves and are just taking charge and saying, this is not okay. We will not accept these parameters anymore.
I gather you've been to a few demonstrations. What do you make of this one?
I think that the energy of the young people, the using of consensus, is a fabulous way to focus on process and to value process in some ways over the result at this moment. Because unless there's a process that's respectful and democratic, there's no hope for the future. So I think they're great, and I hope that people in the next few days really come and join in.
People over 50 are always comparing the present unfavorably to the 60s. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I think that it's been a very, very tough environment for people. I think that mobilizing around civil rights in Vietnam is somewhat different than what's been happening in these last days, these last years. And I think the crackdown and the fewer and fewer opportunities for young people and the media, which has not been functioning to really get the word out, have made it hard for young people to really get the picture. And I think they are now, and I think that's fabulous.
The crowd in the park, which seems to include some people who are camping there, was a mix of locals and migrants.
You flew in from?
From St. Louis.
Why?
Because I watched live stream for like 4 days and I couldn't stand not being here, so.
What were you thinking as you were watching?
How awesome it is and how I wish there was more people joining. And I see there's 7,000 people watching the live stream and everyone wants to be here. So I made a carpool group to kind of help people get here. I'm like, how am I helping people get here and I'm not going? So found a way.
So well, what do you look to do by being here?
Just show solidarity for the movement. Looking at the system we have right now, where the insurance companies and the big oil and stuff are funding our Congress, and then they're supposed to pass laws, you know, fairly, it doesn't make any sense to me, so.
Now, there seems to be a lot of free-floating rage all over the place, but it doesn't get focused anywhere. Is that your sense of things?
Yeah, I feel like in the country itself, they're jaded. Everyone that I was talking to that I said I'm going down here, they're like, well, what's that going to do, you know? No one wants to stand up, and it's like, well, there's nothing I can do, so I'm going to do this, do something, you know, show that I'm unhappy. If we all just sit around and stay quiet like everyone's doing and be jaded, nothing's going to change.
Several women were walking around topless with slogans painted on their chests. I asked one a crucial question.
What is the connection between toplessness and the fight against finance capital?
Because it's a real attention getter.
Aha. Uh-huh. So you paint a slogan on your chest and people will read it?
Yes, among other things, unfortunately.
Are you from around here?
I'm from Maine.
And you came down for this?
Yes.
What inspired you to come down?
I have a college education and I've been unemployed for a year now and I'm at the end of my rope, I'm out of money, I have no idea what I'm going to do, winter's coming.
Now, are people around you, and obviously not a lot of people from Maine came down here, but are a lot of people up there who are kind of pissed off about what's going on and just feel, what, resigned, or what's going on?
There are a lot of people up there who are pissed off because there's a lot of people in Maine who live below the poverty level.
It's a very poor state.
It is a very poor state, and there's no need for it. We have so much tourism, we have so many of the 1% who own property in our state who don't invest it back into our state.
But people in Maine are just sort of hanging back and resigned to what's going on? And what's the attitude?
A lot more people are definitely starting to get really pissed off. But I think that because we are so closed off from the rest of the country, sort of, you know what I mean? It's kind of slowly catching on for people to, like, really get angry.
How long are you planning to stick around for?
I'm leaving on Wednesday, and I'll be back on the weekend, and then I'm staying until the last person leaves.
So the assumption that this is a long-term thing going on here?
Yeah, we're hoping to have it go on until January.
It'll get mighty cold.
It will, but you know something? Anything good never comes easy.
Signs were being made constantly. I saw a guy urging the creation of utopian experiments, so I ambled over to ask what he had in mind.
Are you from around here?
Yes, Brooklyn, New York.
Ah, me too. What kind of utopian experiments you got in mind?
Well, I think something like the intentional communities of the 1960s, only learning from the mistakes that they made and making use of new technologies that weren't around back then, from digital media to hydroponics to all the innovations that have come along, Montessori schooling, making use of things like eBay to have cottage industries where you can market to very large audiences and make these communities sustainable.
What were the mistakes of the 60s that we've learned from?
I think they do need to be more entrepreneurial. I think there's room for a lot of green entrepreneurship and cyber entrepreneurship.